Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Light Before Day by Christopher Rice, performed by Cole Ferguson. In memory of my father, behold the door, the locks alive. Stan Rice. Avenal, California. Several weeks after her husband's death, Janice Hughes packed what remained of her belongings into her Toyota Camry, left her daughter's apartment in Berkeley, and drove east into California's Great Central Valley, where the knee-high carpets of tule grass make the low, rolling hills look like sand dunes, and the California Aqueduct, with its rippling surface and wide concrete banks, flows south along Interstate 5. From there, Janice somehow ended up in the tiny town of Avenal, teaching 7th and 8th graders at Boswell Junior High. Avenal sits in the narrow valley between the tule-blanketed Kettleman Hills and the first rounded peaks of California's Coast Ranges. Its main street is just several blocks long, and City Hall could easily be mistaken for a doctor's office. No one could see what such a small town had to offer a longtime San Franciscan like Janice Hughes. To her fellow teachers, Janice mentioned a daughter who never came to visit. She wore her steel-colored hair in a pageboy cut and had a fondness for Native American jewelry, which gave birth to rumors that she was a lesbian. People suspected that when she wasn't working, she didn't spend much time in their town at all. But to her neighbors and colleagues, none of these speculations would have merited anything more than a passing mention if Janice had not become so dangerously obsessed with a 13-year-old boy named Caden McCormick. A few days after Janice died, her colleague at Boswell Junior High, 51-year-old Glenda Marsh, told a reporter for the Bakersfield Californian that Janice had come to her the week before asking about a new student named Caden McCormick. There were trails of dirt around the boy's ears, and other students had started to make fun of his bad smell. It was clear the kid wasn't bathing. Glenda Marsh knew the real story. Most of the other teachers at Boswell knew how to spot the child of methamphetamine addicts from a mile away. But in Glenda's opinion, Janice was getting a little too worked up about the boy, so she gave the woman only half of the story. Tanya McCormick and her boyfriend, Kyle Purcell, had moved to town recently and lived in a trailer park that sat north of town, close to Highway 33. There were rumors that Tanya had spent time in prison.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?